Blog Talk Radio.
Way back in the Bible, the Hebrew language says that we were taught that we could praise the Lord in seven ways. Seven great expressions, seven different flows, seven ways to worship God, and this is how it goes. Sacrifice, praising God in spite of the fact your world is in a vice. It's praise that pushes through the wall of all adversity, an offering that flows to heaven in our time of need. Somebody say, mine,
mine.
Praise the Lord.
Welcome to your place. I'm Starla, and tonight we'll be having a special guest live from Bald Knob, Arkansas, Brother Russell Henson. We'll be talking about praise and worship. And now, without further ado, here's our speaker, Russell Henson.
Yes, hello. Can everyone hear me good?
We hear you fine.
Okay. I want to say tonight that I'm so thankful and count it a privilege and honor to join in this show and speak on the subject of praise and worship. As Bill had written about our history and everything of us growing up together in BB and going to the same Christian school, I do want to say tonight that I am thankful for the pastor of the Christian school, Dr. John Scheel. And in speaking on this subject of praise and worship, I do want to say that he was the man of God that actually directed me and directed my life in the means of praise and worship. As we talk tonight and go into the Word of the Lord, one of my favorite scriptures in the Word of God is in the book of Psalms, chapter 113, verse number 3. And it says, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. That the praise and the worship of the Lord covers all around this world, that anybody can praise and worship God. Psalms also records in Psalms 100, verse number 4, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. It is one thing to be thankful unto the Lord because we are thankful for what God actually does for us, because God is good to every individual. If anything good has ever happened in your life, it's been because of the Lord. And we thank him for what he has done. We praise him for who he is. God is a God that is worthy of all the praise and the worship that we can give him. In order to praise God, it's hard to praise and worship someone that you do not actually know or you do not know very much about. I would like to emphasize tonight that the praise and the worship of God comes from within, and also it can be applied to that that is without. But we want to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is worthy. Because we look to him, everything that we know and we learn of God, we have a reason to worship him. I do want to say tonight that in the course of this radio program, that God has been good and faithful to me through the years. I know that as we look to him in the praise and the worship of God, that God is a God that inhabits praise. We acknowledge him. Not only with our lives, we do present our bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord, but it's also that he desires the fruit of our lips, that worship and praise is comes from the individual, from the people of God. I'm thankful to know that God is there in each and every need that we have. I do want to say that as we look into the Word of God even further, Psalms chapter 22, verse number 3, the Word of God says, but thou art holy, O God, that inhabits the praise of thy people. And as the praise and the worship of God goes up, the blessings of the Lord comes down into our life. We are blessed of him because that we know him and we acknowledge him. I am thankful tonight to be able to tell you from our early upbringing, me and Bill actually was not only in services where praise was emphasized, but it was encouraged. And I am thankful to know that God has been there. I know that we look unto the Lord tonight, and I do say as those that are listening that the Lord our God, his name is Jesus. And he is a God that we worship from the bottom of our hearts. I look to the Word of God in the book of Romans chapter 1. It speaks of a people that know God, but they don't acknowledge him as God. The more you can learn of the Lord, the more you can acknowledge him. Truth comes into your life at what God reveals unto you of himself. But we look to him because he is God. Now, Romans chapter 1, as we was talking about, acknowledging him as God. Between the praise and the worship, praise is for who he is. Worship, we acknowledge that he goes beyond just the average, just the norm. We know that he is a God that is able to do all things, and we acknowledge him in doing so. Now, I do want to say through the course of my life that I have looked around and have noticed that God has touched every individual, you know, that comes unto the Lord. Now, on the acknowledging of the Lord, we know that he has the power to do all things, and God is a God that is able. I'm going to kind of slow down here for a little bit, and I want to kind of express my life that I have seen with the Lord, that when I come to know the Lord, that God began to work and operate in my life. And through the knowledge of him and what he has done, we have been able to open up freely unto the Lord with our praise and our worship. And God is there. As we look into the Word of God again, I want to say that to acknowledge the Lord is that we express ourselves to the point that it goes beyond just the inward man. It is also on the outward man. I have known through the years that God is a God that is able to work miracles, able to do things in our life of the impossible, and we praise him because you've got to believe in something in order to worship it. You've got to be able to believe in the individual in order to exalt it. And God does that in our lives, gives us a reason. We look beyond the normal and beyond the natural, as those know in the Word of God. We look to him. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse number 1 gives us a time in the book of Isaiah, when he was facing a situation and a circumstance. The Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting up on the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Isaiah, in this time in the nation of Israel, it was to the point that Isaiah was their hope. He was their lifesaver. And Uzziah, in that day, had died, and it looked like all the hope had left Israel. But Isaiah seen beyond the situation, and he seen beyond the circumstance. And that's what we do. We believe God even beyond the normal. And because we believe him, then God is able to work and operate in our lives. And we worship him. We're able to express ourselves because of what God has done in us, what we have seen, what we have experienced, what we have been a part of. Worship comes from deep down inside. That you acknowledge of God, that you know of God. I preached a message here just the other night from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse number 6. The Word of God says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to the God must believe that he is, and he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him." In order to diligently seek him, you've got to search him out. You've got to investigate him. Those that are able to worship the Lord and praise God have investigated, and they have seen the things of God operating in their life. From one miracle to another, I expressed into the church, and it was kind of amazing that Bill had asked me to speak on the praise and the worship, because we are Pentecostal. We believe in the Pentecostal experience. We believe in experience that touches your life, that God has an impact in your life every day. And because of that, you learn more of God. And even as it was in Isaiah, you're able to look beyond the impossible. You're able to look beyond the failures of things that are around you. And you can praise God and believe him for greater things. Those that diligently seek the Lord, as I've mentioned in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, they learn more about God, what you experience, the heavenly places that you sit in. When you enter into the house of God, you can remember what God has done in your life. Automatically, your hands will go up in the air because of the presence of God, what you've experienced through the years. As a pastor, I have seen God move in many different ways, from miracle to miracle. I remember one time in particular, I was sitting in an emergency room, and a young man was there that his fever was so high that he was in seizures. And we began to pray, and God began to move. I felt the presence of the Lord come into that room. And when God touched that young man, I never forgot that experience. I never forgot that touch. And that gives us the reason that we worship God, because we're sold out on the things of the Lord. We're sold out on the mighty touch of God, that God goes beyond just what people would call average. I'm talking about a miracle-working God. The more you investigate, you look at him, you're able to praise a God that you are amazed at, that you stand at awe in the presence of the Lord, that you look to him as the greatest. He is the great God Almighty, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one that was and is to come, the Almighty. And our praise that comes, we acknowledge who he is. We give him the glory. We exalt him and we praise him. And, you know, no one can cause us to deny what we have experienced. Those that are seeking to learn more of praise and worship, as they know more of God, the more they will fall in love with God. You never forget the miracle-working experience, what the presence of the Lord felt like when you enter into the house of God and you feel the presence of the Lord. It automatically comes from within. Praise is something that works on an individual basis. God created us as humans. We are different than the animal kingdom. We've got a language. We've got a speech. We've got a communication with the Lord. We can utter our praise. We can utter our worship. And we stand at amazement at the presence of God because we know him in the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is an experience that gets deep down inside an individual's life, and God manifests himself with them. He becomes their best friend. That's one of the reasons why when you have someone close to you and you enter into a room with them, automatically you are set at an amazement and you want to greet them and you want to acknowledge them. And that's what praise and worship does. It's an individual act. God made it that way that your praise would go forth because you acknowledge him. There are many people that may know God, but very few people actually acknowledge him as God. See, when a person can look up, and I know I use several scriptures here tonight, but as a person looks up, like in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, when it begins to deal with the time of Israel, and it seemed like all was lost, Isaiah looked beyond that. He saw also the Lord. He seen victory in God. Our praise brings us closer to the Lord, and it emphasizes unto God that our faith is in him. We believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I don't necessarily just praise God for what I get out of him. It's for what God has done in my life. The mercy and the grace as we seek the Lord and we seek forgiveness and we seek the blood of Jesus applied to our life. But what it comes down to with the praise and worship is the excitement of what God has done to us. We are thankful for what he has done. But to know him, I can step outside and look up in the skies and the vastness and the greatness of the creation of God. It declares his greatness. And you stand at amazement in the presence of the Lord. And that comes from down deep inside. No one can actually take your praise. No one can praise him like you can. And some people may ask, you know, why do you praise the Lord? How can you praise the Lord? Well, the Word of God speaks concerning from the abundance of the heart. The mouth speaketh. It's what's down deep inside of us. and the worship and the praise goes to that distance. And we reach deep down inside, and it's just automatically when you stand in the presence of God. I want to introduce, as Bill has through the days and the weeks and the months, that this is a real God we serve, a God that is alive. He's not a faraway God in a faraway land. It's not a once upon a time. This is a God that is an ever-present help in the time of need. Our praise and our worship applies to God, and it's not that we praise man, it's not that we worship man, because man never done for us what God has done. Man has never delivered us from what God has. And in spite of it all, God even knowing us, he even knows our thoughts, he knows our intentions, he knows us better than we know ourselves. But yet in every bit of that, he will love us, and he will show us mercy, and he will show us grace. And our praise and worship comes to the point that we acknowledge him as God. Some people may say, and I know I'm taking a lot of time, I'm going to give a little bit here in just a little bit, but some people may say that, you know, it's all about the Lord, and which it really is. In our life and what God has done in us that makes a difference to us. It's not about what we can obtain. It's what God has allowed us to have. And that, because of that, there's power in worshiping him. God loves to be praised. He loves to be worshiped. Number one, he loves for us to acknowledge him as being God. We exalt him above all others. And because of that, God touches our lives. The power of it being is that it is our testimony. It is our witness. Your personal praise and worship comes from deep down inside of you and what you have experienced in the Lord. Anybody, in fact, everybody. Psalmist David in the book of Psalms, chapter 150, refers to, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." And I had mentioned earlier, from the rising of the sun till the going down of the same, that his name would be praised. Somebody is going to praise the Lord. Somebody today, in fact, found a reason and saw a reason to worship God. And this praise comes from his people. He inhabits that. But those that may know very little bit about God still has much to be thankful for unto the Lord, because God is a God that is able to do everything, anything and everything that we stand in need of. God is able.
Amen.
So I wanted to say this tonight that I was trying to get everything ahead of us so that we could bring it out in the open, that it's more than just something you say. It's an action from deep down inside that comes from the praise and the worship, and there's power in that. Because one thing that God does not like is to be ignored or to be made light of or to be made less of. We praise him. We worship him. I'm sold out on the Lord. I'm sold out on his actions. I'm sold out on his miracle working power, because I've experienced it. And once you feel that move and that unction of the Holy Ghost, automatically, some people say, why do you do it? It's in my heart, from the abundance of my heart. The praise is going to come up. Nobody has to push you. I know we grew up in a time where worship was the whole church would worship. Everybody would worship. But there's so much going on in the day that we're living in. So many people are occupied with other things. But when we enter into his gates, we're thankful. When we enter into his courts, we praise. I am sold out of the amazement of God. See, God thinks so far above us. I remember in the Word of God that Abraham and Sarah, as God began to speak to them concerning the son, they were looking at the possibility of having one son. And when God wanted him to understand, he had him to walk outside and look up in the sky. When Abraham was thinking on one, God was thinking on millions. And that's the reason why you stand at awe when you walk in there and the amazement of God. And I'm talking about the God that created the heavens and earth, spoke this world into existence, but yet he will speak my name in the midnight hours. He will talk to me as an individual. And because of that, I stand at awe in the presence of God. And that praise and that worship comes from me, because no one knows like I know what God has done for me as an individual. It's good for the whole church to worship, but what it is, it's a combination of individuals' worship combined together as a family of God, thanking God for what he has done in our lives. Because you don't know what I know about me like God knows. And that's the good thing, that I believe in the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe in the forgiveness of the Lord. And if anyone, I remembered when I come to church, I thought, Lord, if I could just sit on the back pew, if God, you just let me in. You know, if I can just enter into the house of God, and it don't matter. But you know what? God done even better than that. God gave me the baptism of the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, repented of my sins, and God wiped the slate clean. And then people wonder why we worship God. They wonder why we lift our hands, because I'm astonished at how great God is and how merciful he is. Not only God knows what you've done, he knows what you even thought about doing. And my Lord, when you start weighing all that out, most people can't like us when we do our best. But God loved us when we done our worst and give us a chance, an opportunity. So this praise, actually praise and worship, comes as an individual act of what God has done. It's easy to praise the Lord when you go and stop and think just a little bit about what God has done. You know, I wish God would be able to say, I can't help but love Russell Hinton because he's so good. I can't help but be in love with him. But while we were yet sinners, he died for us. He loved us. And then people wonder, you know, how is it that you can worship God, how you can praise God? Because if they had known what God has actually done and let us have a chance at life and life eternal and a communication with him, that's the reason why we get excited. Some people say, well, you kind of carry it overboard. And we are a church that worships. I knew that was going to take a long time. We are a church that worships. And sometimes we get beside ourselves. Even Apostle Paul said, in a manner that you call heresy is the way that I worship the Lord. Some people look at it and say, well, they're getting carried away. But see, you may not understand my dance, but you don't know my song. You don't know where it comes from. When David was out, you know, out in the field, and he faced the lion, and he faced the bear, and he faced Goliath, a lot of people might not have knew his story when he danced before him, when he was able to take the robe off and just be open before the Lord. I'm here to tell you, people, if they ever get a true blue experience with the Lord, that praise comes from within. If you actually realize what God has done, true worship, you know, must worship him in spirit and in truth. But the truth of the matter is, yeah, I'm glad for what I know in God. I'm glad for what I know in doctrine. And I got a reason to praise him. I got a reason to worship him. But let me tell you, in spite of every bit of that, I know what he's done for me as an individual. And that's where praise comes in. That's the reason why it's powerful. Some people don't realize that it's an individual act as well as it is a church in a whole. If you can get two or three just to bind together and just worship the Lord for a little while, I try to during the course of the service that we say the preaching for last pretty well. I always try to tell them, well, you know, it's kind of like icing on the cake. But what I'm doing is giving people opportunity to express to God. You know, it's not to be seen of man. It's not to be heard of man, because man didn't do it anyhow. But it's to be seen and heard of God. that you do, because no one knows like you know what he's done. And that praise is what touches God, because you are thankful enough to say so. It's one thing to be thankful in the heart. Another thing to go back and say, thank you. I praise you. I'm sold out. I'm still amazed at you. I've seen young men and young women. I pastored long enough to see them that was in love with one another when they were dating. No, neither one of them done anything wrong. But talk to them 20 years down the road, and they can tell you the faults, and they can tell you the failures. But I will tell you something. I've lived for God for probably a little over 20 years, and I don't have any sad stories to tell. I don't have any complaints to tell. Because God has been God. And I told a young man that had two children in children's hospital, and they was at the brink of dying, two, not just one, but two. And I told him, I said, you know what? When you need God to be God the most, that's when he is God the most. And God stepped into that emergency room, or into that intensive care in children's hospital. And God didn't just heal one of them, he healed both of them. And when that mom and daddy come through that door, didn't nobody have to tell them to lift their hands? Didn't nobody have to tell them, hey, you know what, this is what you need to do? They just done it because they were so excited about what God had actually done in their life. I'm not talking about Johnny down the road. I'm not talking about Susie across town. I'm talking about you and me that God does. That's why all worship touches God. There's power in that because God knows that we're thankful enough to say so. Many people, you know, they hide their action. They hide their feelings. I'm not saying everybody has to act the same, but I am saying that people need to acknowledge him as God. He is above all and through all and in us all. He is the power that's in which we live and move and have our being. When you wake up in the morning, and I knew I was going to go this way. When I wake up in the morning, my feet hit the floor. It's not of my own power. It's the power of God that does that. Every day, every breath, every heartbeat, everything that we have in life, we owe to the Lord. I can't help but praise the Lord. I can't help but worship God. I can't help but magnify the Lord. I was in a church service here the other day. And I don't even know how much time I got left, but I was in a church service here the other day. A lady was 81 years old. And she stood up and made the statement that I'll never forget. She said, I am satisfied with God. I don't know how much satisfied he is with me, but I'm satisfied with God. And that let me know that, you know what, that praise was hers. Nobody knew. She had lived for God for well over 60 years and walked before the Lord. She said, I've looked at God from every angle. I've investigated God from every angle. I've tried to find fault. There's not any. I find fault in people, but I find none in him. I find fault in things around me, but I don't in God. We're living in a day that people are uncertain. Even our future, we don't know what the future holds for our country, those around, I don't know, but I do know a God that from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is going to be praised. It doesn't matter if it's a wine on the street corner that found a nickel and pick it up and said, I thank you, Jesus. I praise the Lord. Somebody's going to praise the Lord. Somebody's going to worship God, and they're going to acknowledge God in doing so. Because you know what? The one thing that the enemy likes to do is shut people down, close them down, make them to forget. But I don't want to ever forget what God has done. That's where praise comes from. That's where worship comes from. When you can retain it in your heart. I remember Brother Shield told a story one time when I was young about a vacuum cleaner salesman. You can't sell vacuum cleaners if you don't believe in the product. And I'm telling you, I believe in this. I believe in who he is. I believe in what he's able to do. I remember we just started pastoring here in Ball Knot. Had a young man and a young lady that their daughter was having a lot of problems from birth, and she was bad to have seizures, and they brought her to my house. And they was headed to the emergency room. but she was just as limp as a rag. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a paramedic. I don't know if she was dead. There was no vital signs. There wasn't anything at all that was moving. I couldn't feel a heartbeat. I couldn't hear her breathing. But you know what? We said, in the name of Jesus, and God stepped in that place. And I'll never forget what God done. And people, when once you've experienced that, you're sold out on the Lord. Whenever you feel that touch again, there's something about it that stirs up deep down inside. People need to get a hold of praise. They need to get a hold of worship. They need to know that it is God that has done these things and not of ourselves. And we've got a reason to praise the Lord and a reason to worship God. It goes beyond just what you read about. I'm talking about experiences that God has given every individual. If you are an investigator, try the Lord and see if he's not who we say he is. That's who God is. Some people look at it, and I'm not going to dispute with no one or argue with anyone. What they believe, I've had people tell me God's as big a God as you make him. God's big whether you make him or not. It don't matter what you or I think. God is still God. And that's what touches the Lord. That's the reason why there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the praise and the worship. And I've been talking long enough, and I'm going to give you a chance to add to it, and I want to get myself out of the way and kind of share my testimony of what I have experienced. That's the reason why when I lift my hands, I've got a reason to lift my hands. Those that praise God and worship God, they've got a reason for what God has done.
Brother Russell, I really appreciate you being on here, and I kind of pick at him a little bit. We was talking earlier, and he said he's listened to our show. He says, man, y'all just talk all the time. I don't think that anybody can say anything if they wanted to. And I told him, I said, we're going to give you all the time and all the room you need. But I'll tell you, this subject and the way you presented it has touched my heart in a way to let us realize, we talk a lot on this show about putting ourselves in the mirror, looking at where you are. And that hits so close to home that if it's not in the abundance of our heart and it's not pouring forth, then the problem's not with God. The problem's with us.
Right.
And, you know, I was thinking about in Revelations where it talks about those that forgot their first love. And, Lord, I don't want to be one of those that forgot my first love. I don't want it to be on that day where he's like, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, because I know you not. And I don't want to be like those children of Israel that were out there in the wilderness that murmured and complained. And because they did, they had to wander for 40 years out there in the wilderness to get what God had promised them all along. And those, that part of the bunch that murmured and complained, didn't make it. I want to be one of those that can lift up my head and praise God and look for the positive in everything that comes my way. But it's not always easy. But I know that there's a power, like you said, and when you do that.
Absolutely. And that's what I try to tell people, even with the people in the church. I said, you know what? If God would have brought a prostitute in or brought a drug addict in or whoever he would have brought in and put in your place and done for them what he's done for you, it probably wouldn't be hard for them to lift their hands. It wouldn't be hard because, you know what, sometimes we take for granted, and us that have been in Pentecost all our life, if we're not careful, you know, we can frustrate the grace of God. We can take for granted what God has done, thinking that I guess he just owes it to us. But God, it's not that way. It's by the mercy and the grace of God. And it's like you know, we can look at ourselves. And I remember sitting in a church service where an elderly man was sitting on the altar, and the young men were running around the church or worshiping and just worshiping and magnifying God, and he couldn't do it. But he said, you know what, when I could, I did. I put in my time. I put in my effort. And if I could do it, all I can do is wave my hands right now. But you know what? When God looks down in this service, he's going to see me waving my hands because it's all I got to give for God. But you know what? I owe him everything I got. That's when praise is alive and well. And I know some people say, oh, you get too excited and you get too carried away. But I see the way the world acts. about the one that they serve that has never done, never will do for them what God has done in our lives as individuals. We are an active people. I know that. But you know what? When I think about it, and the more I think about it, the more excited that I get that the God that had plenty of other things he could have been doing, plenty of other people he could have been working with, plenty of other people he could have spent time. I don't know about you, but he's invested a lot in my life, and he's done a lot in my life. And that's the reason why I can lift my hands. I don't ever want to get to the place that someone says, hey, why don't you worship God? Why don't you praise the Lord? Why don't you lift your hands? I've seen people that I'm talking about had their children raised from the dead. I've seen people that had their drug addict children delivered, and they somehow lose sight. I don't ever want to lose sight of what God has actually done in our lives.
Yeah.
And the only way.
But I don't know how many times I've sat in a service where you could feel such a mighty move of God. And then I get to look around like, why isn't everybody worshiping?
Right.
And then later I look back and say, wow, why didn't you? You know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, it's kind of like if you want a revival, you got to be a revival. And I think we got some people called in here, Brother Russell. Did we got someone, Starla?
Yes. Sister Kaiser?
Yes. Hello. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Russell, I really appreciated everything you had to say. I want just to go right along with you, I was really 100%. When Paul was in the defense of the gospel, when he was standing before the governor, and the governor said, Paul, much learning hath made thee mad. And one of them said, you're beside yourself. And Paul said, well, so if I'm beside myself, what is it to you? So I thought about how this crazy world, you know, when the Saints won that big football game last year, oh, they celebrated for days and weeks and months and still talking about it. It still pops up in the newspaper once in a while. And they turn cars over, burn cars. I mean, when you win a game, what's all this about? People say, well, you Pentecostals, you're crazy. Y'all do crazy things. Hello, this world will win a ball game and turn somebody's car over and shoot something out of a rifle at them. And they all go to jail and have to pay fines. And my goodness, we go to church and we just give the Lord the praise And we're blessed, and God's blessed, and I'm a fanatic for the Lord.
And I can say amen for sure on that. I've been around her in church services and things, and Sister Kaiser puts everything she's got into it.
Well, the world
I'm sorry, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, Brother Russell.
Oh, that's what it is. When you really sold out on who he is and you've seen that, you've experienced it, nobody, you know, I've been there where I prayed for children with fever, high fever, and while we was praying, you could feel the fever leave them. And then people wonder why you praise God. I mean, it's shocking to me that people don't, and I know not everybody gets to experience things like that, but I kind of like David, when you've done slayed the bear and you slayed the lion and you done fought the giant, my Lord, who's going to say anything about you getting out in the street and shouting and dancing before the Lord when you've seen things like that?
Yes. Star, do we have anybody else that's got something to add? I'm sure Blog Talk Mom has something.
Blog Talk Mom, would you like to say something?
How are you doing, my sweet daughter-in-law?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and it's good to hear your voice. And while Bill and I just think that Brother Russell has done a superb job of bringing the Word of God out and personal experiences, and everything he said has just been extremely good. And since I do know him from when he was very, very young, it blesses my soul to see what God has done in your life. And so you're the proof of the pudding. When you praise God and you've got the Word of God in your heart, and then you live for God and you are evangelistic and pastoral, that's pretty beautiful. It's very, very encouraging.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that, and I realize, you know, we go a long ways back. And you knew me when, I mean, Lord, we could have had an earthquake and I wouldn't have moved. It was, but I'm thankful for what God has brought me from. And not only that, but what he's brought me to. And the journey between there and here, you know, whenever you begin to look around, you've got to lift your hands. You've got to praise the Lord. I told the people the other night, I said, I don't know how I got where I'm at. I woke up one day and here I am. I preached a message that said, your desire determines your destiny. Whatever you desire is going to determine where you end up at. And I said, I don't know how I got here. But one thing that I'm certain about is because I fell in an altar and I got to know the Lord and I made up my mind, I'm going to know more, I'm going to know more, and I'm going to know more. And the more I know about God, the more I've experienced and investigate God. See, you're not going to get God out on a limb. You're not going to get him to the place he cannot do and be God, because he's going to be no matter what. And that's what I've seen. And because of that, that's the reason why the praise and the worship comes out. I can remember when I first prayed through the Holy Ghost, there was no bad preachers. There was no bad song leaders. There was no bad testimonies. No, everybody was good. Everything was, they could say Jesus and I wanted to run and jump. I mean, and like Bill said, you know, people lose their first love. And if you don't keep your sights on home and keep your experience with God, know him. Search him out every day. And because of that, if you are willing to worship and acknowledge him, trust me, he will introduce himself to you like you have never seen. There's not a day goes by that he doesn't cease to amaze me of how great he is and how powerful he is. And I know everybody has bad days. Everybody walks through valleys. Everybody has mountaintops and struggles and things in their life. But when you weigh it all out and look at the big picture, your hands have got to go up. You got to praise the Lord, because that's been God. How I got here, it's not been by accident. It's been by the hand of God.
Yes. Just recently, I was going through some real hard things in my life, and there was a prophecy that went forth to let me know that God knew exactly where I was.
Uh-huh.
He knew what I was going through. He wasn't surprised by what was happening in my life. And if he had enough faith in me to put me there, then he had enough faith, if I leaned on him, that he was going to see me through. And that's
uh-huh.
one of the fantastic things about living for God, is he never starts a work in anybody's life that he doesn't have a plan to help you finish. So to win the race, win the race. And it's just, but you're right, it's so powerful when you really stop and think about, yeah, I've stumped my toe. Yeah, things are bad, but God, you're good. Lord, I thank
uh-huh.
you. You know, I may be going through the fiery furnace today, but Lord, I'm
uh-huh.
looking for you to see me out the other side, and I thank you for bringing me here. And that's not easy to do. It's not easy to thank God for the fiery furnace when you're being thrown in. You know,
yeah.
it's a whole lot easier to praise him on the other side, but there's something that happens inside of us, or with me. There's something that happens inside of me is when I start looking for the positives, when I start looking for things as God looks at it, and I try to get his eyes and how he perceives things. And when I start doing that and start praising for those things and giving him thanks and counting my blessings instead of looking at all the things that I don't have and all the things that seem to be going wrong, when I start doing the things that's pleasing to God, there's no limits to what my God can do to see me
uh-huh.
through to the end. And even if
yeah.
I die, he's promised that he's gone to prepare a place for me, that where he is, I can be also. How can you lose? It's like you're saying, you know, if you can shout about something else, Lord help you if you can't shout about this. It's because we don't really understand, and we don't, like you said, we don't seek after that relationship with God. And that's what's missing with a lot of people. We get so self-content with things in our lives that we forget the things that we're supposed to remember, and we remember the things that we're supposed to forget. And I'm so thankful for you, Brother Henson. I tell you what, the Spirit of God was, I don't know about everybody else, but I mean, it was flowing through my earpiece today as you were sharing all this. And did we have anybody else, Charlotte, or do you have something else, Brother Russell? We still got about 10 minutes. We're doing good. So, did you have something else, Brother Russell?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as far as, you know, like I said, the subject tonight was on the power of worship and praise, and actually what it does, the power is distributed unto you accordingly. It's not how high you may jump or how loud you may scream, because God knows what's in your heart. I've been around people that they have orchestrated praise, and they've learned how to go through the motions, and they've learned. But I've seen people, and I've looked back there. Of course, being pastor, I know a little bit about their life, and I know what they face. And I've seen times where some people said, well, I've seen no place to quit. Well, they've had places to quit. They, you know, seem like everything that they ever tried to do, it fell to pieces, fell apart. But yet they were still in the house of God. Yet they still had their hand. They got a hold of something that would carry them through. I used in the book of Isaiah, when King Uzziah died, all the hope of Israel almost went out the window. But Isaiah seen more than just the fact that King Uzziah died. There was a Lord, and he was high and lifted up, and his strength, he seen victory and to look like certain defeat. And that's where it comes in at. Some people say, well, you know, you always try to keep your head in the cloud and always try to look at the good things and the positive things. But I'm here to tell you, I know that David wasn't wrong when he said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed of begging bread. I know that. I've seen that happen through the years, and it's hard, like you said, to worship God, and it's hard to praise the Lord when everything's falling to pieces. But trust me, there is going to be a better end. If we got to ride this storm out until we get to the other side, God is still going to be God, and he is still worthy. You know, when we worship something, we see it above everything else. It's the greatest. It's the best. It's the greatest thing. Like I said, I've seen young people fall in love, and the best thing they thought ever happened in their life was their husband or their wife, but that got old after a while. But God don't get old. You know, the more you look at it and the more you fall in love, that's the reason why every day when you get up in the morning time, you can thank the Lord for another day. You can thank God for what he has done. And there will be something in the course of that day that God has done that will amaze you if you look around. And every chance and opportunity you can get, you can still praise the Lord. But it's the individual. That's what I try to tell. That's one thing I can say about Brother Shield. When I was growing up, that Brother Shield didn't teach me how to worship. It's kind of like the disciples when they talked to the Lord. The disciples didn't ask the Lord, teach us how to pray. He said, just teach us to pray. He didn't teach me how to worship. He just taught me to worship. He just said, you know what, it's your individual. It's your. I've seen people do amazing things in church service. I thought, you know, everything that you can imagine has happened when people get excited about God. But it's no more than what Chicago said they do at the football game. They stomp their hat. They do all kinds of somersaults and everything else. And then they say, well, you're getting too overly excited. Well, I'm telling you, God does more. God is greater, the greater than Solomon, greater than the best rock star, basketball player, football player. God's been better than every bit of that. And that's right, where the praise and the worship comes in.
Amen. Did you have something else there, Blog Talk Mom? We kind of ran over you there a little bit.
No, that's excellent, everything that.
Well, so I knew I was going to do it because I had told Bill and them about them talking too much.
No,
I knew
you didn't. You're not. That's excellent. There is a, of course, you said this, but there is a supernatural connection between this world and the next, you know, the real world of God when we begin to worship, like you mentioned about him inhabiting the praise of his people. God shows up, and he shows out. And, you know,
wow.
I don't know what really, why we wouldn't want to use the greatest power that he's told us. You know, he explained to us that if we would praise him and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. There's a scripture in Psalms 28:7, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. David knew what it was to walk and fight and overcome and suffer, but he knew who to praise, and I want to be like that. I appreciate what you said, Brother Russell.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so thankful for this opportunity to be able. And I didn't get a chance to say a whole lot, Bill, and for you, Sister Kaiser, and all those that participated tonight. I just want you to know I am where I am because of people like you that have prayed and sought the Lord. I remember when I got the Holy Ghost, I had one man tell me, he said, you know what, I done quit praying for you. I done quit. There was no hope, but somebody didn't quit. Right. And I am so thankful for y'all.
We're thankful for you. We have kind of a surprise for everybody next week. Brother Russell, usually when we have a guest speaker like this, that I ask them to give their testimony, and I've asked Brother Russell to come next week and share his personal testimony with it. And one of the things that has to do with praise, I'm just going to ask him this on the air, because I've heard this before, but that Brother Russell does not enter a church service like everybody else. How do you enter church when you come into a church, Brother Russell? I've not seen this, but I've heard.
Well, a lot of times I do leap for joy, and I do leap. It's just, I wish I could say I do it all the time. I wish I could, but it's just, I try to enter in with the praise. I want to acknowledge God because he could have left me out. He had every reason to leave me out.
Yes. Well, I want to thank all of our listeners that listen to this show. And, Brother Russell, if you don't mind, we got about 3 minutes left, and we have a lot of military people that listen on the computer, and they send me emails and things. But would you just kind of end this with a prayer for everyone that heard this message today, that it would go into their hearts, and also for protection for our troops that are over that listen to this show?
Okay. All right. Well, we'll pray. Dear God, in your mighty name, Lord, we're thankful for this night and this opportunity for every soul that has listened to this radio broadcast tonight. Dear Lord, we ask that you would touch them and meet their needs. Visit them, God, right where they're at. God, set your arms about them, shelter them, protect them. God, bless them for their service to our country and our liberty, Lord. God, we ask you to work in their families. God, distance is nothing too much for you, Lord. We ask you to visit them even right now. Let them feel your touch. Let the praise and worship come alive in them. God, that they would not be afraid or ashamed to express their love to you, God, because you're the one that has done it, and we give you the glory and the praise. In your mighty name we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you, Brother Russell. That was the icing on the cake right there. You couldn't have done any better. I told him I was going to really pick at him here, because everyone knows that Starley usually introduces me at the first of the show, and then I introduce the speakers, and some people in the chat room are like, where are you at? And I'm like, I wanted to make sure he had all the time he needed, because it's funny how things turn around.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You did excellent, brother. It was fine. You didn't do anything wrong at all. So it was thoroughly enjoyable, and I just want everybody to be back with us next week. God bless each and every one of you, and have a good night. Do you have anything else, Brother Russell?
That's it. I think that's it, brother. I really do. But I appreciate you giving me this opportunity.
All right. Well, we'll be back here with you next week. And anybody that had questions that didn't ask them, or the people in the archives, if you want to, you can be back next week. And I'm sure he can answer any of those questions then, while he's sharing his personal testimony on how he started his personal relationship with his God. And I'm sure he's going to tell you how you can start your own personal relationship with that same God who loves each and every one of you. So God bless. Y'all have a good night.
Yes.